All right, President Joe Biden has a long list of things left to get done, says Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman. Rick is here with us now. Rick, what's priority number one for the president?
Well, I guess getting some kind of action on this Build Back Better legislation, which has just flat out died. I've been going back and looking at what Biden and his fellow Democrats in Congress tried to do in 2021. Some of these issues have just fallen apart completely. Remember, Brian, when they were trying to raise the minimum wage? That was one of the first things they tried to do in the first couple of months of Biden's presidency. Just to remind people, the minimum wage is $7.25, and the Democrats kind of took a hard line on that. Progressives said, we're going to raise it to $15, and we're not going to settle for anything lower. Well, guess what? They didn't get that at all, and we still have a minimum wage that has not gone up in years. Another thing, remember Biden was talking about raising taxes on businesses and the wealthy, raising the corporate tax, raising the income tax on millionaires or multimillionaires. Nothing. Bunkus. Nothing has changed. And I think the prospects for anything like that happening in 2022 are becoming vanishingly small. And where are the green energy investments? We've heard some regulatory activity out of the Biden administration with regard to things like higher fuel economy standards. But we have almost nothing, no money actually appropriated from Congress for this big green energy transformation that was a huge part of Biden's campaign plan. So Biden did get an infrastructure plan. He got some other things done, but many top Democratic priorities completely unfulfilled right now.
I know these issues are complex, Rick, but is there sort of one thing we can point the finger at as being the reason why this stuff is not getting done?
I actually think you can, Julie. I think the Democrats have tried to do everything, and they have completely confused voters. And I think on the progressive side of the Democratic Party, the perfect is the enemy of the good. Just go back to the minimum wage. There are probably a lot of workers who would be better off if the minimum wage had gone up from $7.25 to, let's say, $10 or $11. And you could have gotten much more support for minimum wage around $10 or $11. Perhaps even some Republicans would have gone for that. But because there was a faction within the Democratic Party that said, nope, it's got to be $15. I mean, think about it. We're going to sell for nothing less than doubling the federal minimum wage. There were a number of Democrats who said, look, that's not going to work in rural America and parts of the country with lower living costs because that would just hurt businesses too much. So Democrats have nothing to show for any effort to raise the minimum wage. And given that is really a core issue for the Democratic Party, I think that is a genuine concern for voters, you know, who are considering what to do in the 2022 midterms. Can Democrats really get anything done?
Rick, the administration is still out there making doing the media rounds, trying to keep Build Back Better alive and well. But what's the reality of that? Is that any chance of that passing in any form, even pieces of it this year?
It sounds like they're not going to get the social welfare part of that plan. So the main part of that is either a one-year or a multi-year extension of this broader child tax credit. That's expensive, and that was one of the main points of breakdown as this legislation kind of fell apart in December. So let's say they take that out and they just go for a smaller set of things, such as some of that green energy investment. There could be more support for that. Problem with the whole approach up till now has been they have just larded tons of different stuff into that legislation. Voters don't know what's in it. Many legislators don't know what's in it. So when you have a big, expensive piece of legislation, we're talking pushing $2 trillion here, and voters don't even know what's in it, you've got a messaging problem at least, and you probably have a political problem too, which has turned out to be the case because Biden can't get it done.
So true, Rick. All right, Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman, always good to see you. We'll check back with you later.